on halacha and the laws of Hanukkah. It happens many times that people go away for Hanukkah and they stay in a hotel. The question is, how do they light a menorah, or what's their obligation when it comes to a hotel room? So the deen is that they have to light in the room. Of course, one has to be careful when they light in the room under supervision, but the point is, that's their house for the week. They pay money for it. The Baal HaBayit really doesn't have rights to go into the room without permission. And therefore it's miyuhad, it's designated for the people that are living there. And that becomes their bayit. As opposed to lighting in a public area. Sometimes in hotels they designate a hall or the dining room. Everybody goes down and lights the menorah. That spot doesn't really belong. You didn't rent that spot to be yours. That's just a public common area. Convention says that you're not yotzei hadakat terot in the public area. So again, it has to be specifically in the room. The question is, where in the room do you put it? So it all depends how high you are. If you're above the 20 amot from the ground, 35 feet, let's say, you're on the top floor, it's not that high. 35 feet high, then already one has to be concerned that there's no pesuma nes by the window because it's too high. So then you would put it by the door, like a regular law says. If there's a mezuzah, you put it by the other side. If there's no mezuzah, you put it by the side where the mezuzah would have been. Usually in hotels, unless you're in Israel, there's no mezuzah. So you put it in a different place. You put it on the mezuzah side. That's regarding a hotel. What happens a lot of times as well, the people, they go to the hotel at night. So they're at home when it's the hadlakat time. So it's, let's say, 4:30, 5 o'clock, hadlakat time. But they're going to go to the hotel and sleep in the hotel that night. So the question is, where should they light? Should they light where they are now? Or should they light where they're going to sleep later on? Convention discusses this as well in order to Halik Dalit. And he clearly writes that since they're home at the time of the hadlakah, that's where they light, with the berakah. Preferably, he says, they should stay a half hour when the candles are lit in order to be there. But he says it's not mandatory. That even if they would light and then immediately go to the place where they're going to stay for the night, the hotel, for example, there is no problem. So again, those are the two dinim. Again, number one, the lighting in the room itself. That's in Oletzion Memzayin She'elachet Hashoheh Bebet Malon Bimei Hanukkah. Ketzad yinhag le'inyan adlakat nerot Hanukkah. His answer is Hashoheh Bemalon Bimei Hanukkah V'yashen Shem. Sarich le'adlik nerot Hanukkah Bechedro Beberakah Ve'enu yotze Yedei chovato im yadlik Becheder ha'ochel Shel ha'malon. So that's the first one. And then you have the second halakha that he said is Misha b'da'ato latzet mebeto. That's halakha dalet. Misha b'da'ato latzet mebeto b'zman adlakat nerot shel al da'at lalun b'makom acher hechan sarich ladlik nerot Hanukkah yadlik b'mkom harishon v'tov sheyishe sham ahar hadlakah chatzi sha'a. It's better to stay in the first place a half hour, but I'll catch you, sir, then my call my head.